On February 1st, the New York Times published an article by Sandra Blakesley about birds being far more intelligent than scientists have given them credit for, and over a dozen different people sent me the story for today's Birds in the News. Sandra Blakesley writes, "Bird brain has long been a colloquial term of ridicule. The common notion is that birds' brains are simple, or so scientists thought and taught for many years. But that notion has increasingly been called into question as crows and parrots, among other birds, have shown what appears to be behavior as intelligent as that of chimpanzees. The clash of simple brain and complex behavior has led some neuroscientists to create a new map of the avian brain. Today, in the journal Nature Neuroscience Reviews, an international group of avian experts is issuing what amounts to a manifesto. Nearly everything written in anatomy textbooks about the brains of birds is wrong, they say. The avian brain is as complex, flexible, and inventive as any mammalian brain, they argue, and it's time to adopt a more accurate nomenclature that reflects a new understanding of the anatomies of bird and mammal brains. Names have a powerful influence on the experiments we do and the way we think, said Dr. Eric D. Jarvis, a neuroscientist at Duke University and a leader of the Avian Brain Nomenclature Consortium. Old terminology has hindered scientific progress. Scientists have come to agree that birds are indeed smart, but those who study avian intelligence differ on how birds got that way. Experts, including those in the consortium, are split into two warring camps. One holds that birds' brains make the same kinds of internal connections as do mammalian brains, and that intelligence in both groups arises from these connections. The other holds that bird intelligence evolved through expanding an old part of the mammal brain and using it in new ways, and it questions how developed that intelligence is. The reanalysis of avian brains gives new credibility to many behaviors that seem odd coming from presumably dumb birds. Crows not only make hooks and spears of small sticks to carry on foraging expeditions, some have learned to put walnuts on roads for cars to crack. African gray parrots not only talk, they have a sense of humor and make up new words. Baby songbirds babble like human infants using the left side of their brains. Avian brains got their bad reputation a century ago from the German neurobiologist Ludwig Edinger, known as the father of comparative anatomy. Edinger believed that evolution was linear, Dr. Jarvis said. Bird brains evolved like geologic strata. Layer upon layer, the brains evolved from old to new, from fish to amphibians to reptiles to birds to mammals. By Edinger's standards, fish were the least intelligent. Humans, created in God's image, were the most intelligent. Edinger cut up all kinds of vertebrate brains, noting similarities and differences, Dr. Jarvis said. In mammals, the bottom third of the brain contain neurons organized in clusters. The top two-thirds of the brain, called the neocortex, consisted of a flat sheet of cells within six layers. This new brain, the seat of higher intelligence, lay over the old brain, the seat of instinctual behaviors. In humans, the neocortex grew so immense that it was forced to assume folds and fissures so as to fit inside the skull. Birds' brains, in contrast, were composed entirely of clusters. Edinger concluded that without a six-layered cortex, birds could not possibly be intelligent. Rather, their brains were fully dedicated to instinctual behaviors. This view persisted through the 20th century and is still found in most biology textbooks, said Dr. Harvey Carton, a neuroscientist at the University of California, San Diego, and a member of the consortium whose research has long challenged the classic view. There is a bird way and a mammal way to create intelligence, Dr. Carton said. One uses clusters. One uses flat sheet cells in six layers. Each exploits the basic design of having a lower brain and a higher brain with mutual connections. In the 1960s, Dr. Carton carried out experiments using new techniques to trace brain wiring and identify the paths taken by various brain chemicals. In humans, a chemical called dopamine is found in most lower brain areas called basal ganglia, which consist of clusters. Using the same tracing techniques in birds, Dr. Carton found that dopamine also projected primarily to lower clusters and no higher. Later studies showed numerous similarities between clusters in the mammalian brain and lower clusters in the avian brain. Experts now agree that the two regions are evolutionarily older structures that lie underneath a newer mantle. Where the experts divide is on the question of the upper clusters in a bird's brain. Agreed, they are not primitive basal ganglia. But where did they come from? How did they evolve? What is their function? Meanwhile, examples of brilliance in birds continue to flow from fields and laboratories worldwide. Dr. Nathan Emery and Dr. Nicola Clayton at the University of Cambridge in England study comparisons between apes and corvids, crows, jays, ravens, and jackdaws. Relative to its body size, the crow brain is the same size as the chimpanzee brain. Like mammals, some birds are naturally smarter than others, Dr. Jarvis said, but given their range of behaviors, birds are extraordinarily flexible in their intelligence quotients. They're right up there with hominids, he said. And that's today's Birds in the News. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.